just understand that easily. Charge them, you know, like in Las Vegas, we used to charge $1 and all the key experts. So, oh yeah, they are very expert at financing now. These the men who are in charge now, they're planning within 2 or 3 months all the debt will be completely cleared. They have a plan very easy.
Easy to expect.
Yeah. And the restaurant is very successful. Also, they have not advertised that, but every day at least about 50 people come for the lunch, and at least another 70, 80 people come in the evening for dinner. For a full meal, each person pays an average of about $2.50.
That's cheap.
But all you can eat for $2, it's all you can eat.
I believe it is really cheap.
Very inexpensive. And if they advertise it, they won't be able to handle all the people that come. Such a central location.
You do the automatic
effort. Yeah.
And people do the salad, really nice. And it's not restaurant. And it is so cheap and so nice. That's why again our Vrindavan temple. You don't advertise. Of course, that's a people that I think by
Calvin.
Yes. I thought that's so long distance from the city. Nobody can tell. They're all there. The photograph is so powerful. It's really classy. I don't know if I is. What is that? Flying? Jonah was sent
from
and the whole Kuru dynasty was sent.
Very good class of people are coming to the restaurant. Businessmen, like that.
And there is book display.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yes. They give them a back of Godhead complimentary copy with the meal. And then they also purchase books. The buses are going on nicely. All the buses are out. 2 more buses are being made now. And
you're adding 2 more.
Yeah, well, we had almost finished 2. They'll be added in June. So that'll make 8. Total of 8. And they're having a normal program going on nicely. And Mahi Tamaraj also went to visit the other temples. He said, in Boston, they've gotten, I think they've already gotten it, right? That restaurant, Ambarish Prabhu, has gotten all this wonderful restaurant there. Just around the corner from the temple. Mm. So it will be very, very high-class restaurant with waiters. And
now this being a restaurant, being organized, other restaurant we
okay. This restaurant down here, I just was there, Gorgo Linda, he's the one who decorated it. First class. People really like it.
From the very beginning, I was asking to open this restaurant and produce ghee in the pot and send to the restaurant. And my friend, Sanatha Kachuruja, prepared. And there will be no scarcity of money. And if you organize in this way, your whole country will be transformed into Krishna consciousness country. Whole country. Yeah, whatever your China program.
Well, we went to New York to meet with just doing one of his father. And he was very helpful. We approached him in a frank way. And he immediately got the help of his office. He's the president of this Far East American Council.
Yeah.
Yes. And not only China, this is for all of Asia. It includes that some of the persons belonging to it are just like the chairman of Coca-Cola, the Bankers Trust Company chair, vice presidents, all of the big banks, Bank of America senior vice presidents, First National City Bank Vice President, all of these men.
And contracts with our big men.
And all, yeah, and he's the president of the council.
His father.
Yes.
He's a funny person.
Very. So he immediately Got it. Used to be like father, like son.
He has the same name, just Junior at the end, so they know him.
No, in billions.
Yeah.
Father is billions. He must be married. Very good. Indian poet. Bab Bhagavata. Sipai Kal Thora. Kuch nahi to Thora Thora. And the father's son and the soldier's horse, they acquire the quality. It's not all, some, but if one is a good soldier, his horse is also trainer. And there is history in India. The horse has spread fury. The queen of Jhansi's horse, and this our Shivaji's horse, they have played a unique part in the history. Sipai Kal Thora is the animal, but because it is the horse of a famous hero, it has played. Similarly, the son of father must be as good as father. If not, to some extent, yeah, so you are the, your father is the leader of so many big business. You have to become a leader.
For Krishna.
Huh?
For Krishna.
Yeah. And you have got the intelligence. I have seen, I have studied. Now combine both of you. You turn the whole America to some mass. Grand success. All over. America is the leader of the nations. Now in the America becomes Krishna conscious. Then our movement. Perfect. Expected. And you have got the potential in America.
These men are all in Asia though. His father's biggest concern. See, his father, the company is divided into two. The American branch of Seagram's and the overseas, which incorporates the whole world outside of America. His father is the president of overseas. So his father has all connections with all of the embassies overseas, all of the big corporations overseas.
So all these big men, let them have one set of books and step. It is not any expenditure for that. But he has a leader hour. They lead some of his life. They are all intelligent men. They get ideas. What is this Krishna consciousness? But through the influence of the father, just try to introduce or talk to this group. It is not that the kids are in library and at peace alone. He is a simple glance of his life.
And their sons will also read it.
Their sons also read
it. Already my father has noticed his travels with some of his friends, their sons have joined our movement now too.
Then there are the Srishta Lopasladamur. If this big man of the world, let him be called. Yes. Srapasa from them. Naturally. It will be followed by God. So here is a good opportunity to contact a big man of the world. So utilize it properly. So both of you are intelligent. Very important to deal with that. They understand that all these people are very honest, men of character, and high knowledge and God. That is the
we, his father has been giving us, of course, it would be, we have been approaching this through the aspect of doing business in China. His father is encouraging us in the sense that he's seeing just a different, like whenever we visit him, we come in our suits. And his father is seeing that he's encouraging also because he's taking some, what he called a very, what would you say, a responsible position. We're attempting to do some business. He's been giving us letters on his company's letterhead, just like this is a letter to the director of the Department of Commerce of the United States.
And we've seen a number of people, we've been visiting different directors. First thing we did when we went back is after meeting him, we got many books on China. Some of the examples are just like this. We read about 25 books. We studied up very thoroughly, researched everything about China. Here's a book, The Religious Policy and Practice in Communist China. He described everything about religion there. So we thoroughly read this book. Then there's other books, books on education. We read books on history.
Chinese people that trying to raise the standard of civilization.
Yes.
Do they?
Srila Prabhupada's thing, their philosophy is called dialectic materialism. Hmm. They want to advance materially. And we have prepared one report of an interview with the president of a committee on United States and China relations. He's one of the leading experts in China. So after researching and studying all the educational, the libraries, all the different functions in China, we went and spoke with this gentleman.
First, we got a lot of information ourselves, so we'd be knowledgeable. We read for 1 month. We wrote away to all the councils. We got hundreds of books like this, special reports about China. We read them. Then we went to meet this man because he's the most knowledgeable expert person on China in the United States. We made up a report which we wanted to read to you because it gives everything very nicely. It tells what China is doing now, what our program can be for book distribution.
What is that mean? Presentation of this book. What do you think? What is the aim of that? What is the objective they're making progress for?
Their aim is that everyone should be materially comfortable. That no one, there should be no, they have created
in that sense, they should develop those steps that in the whole world these American people are material company.
But
why is they are producing equity?
They see this as fault of the system, capitalism. They say that the capitalism means the enjoyment of the few.
And no, Mexicanism means capitalism.
Well, they want communistic materialism. In other words, by creating farming communes, everyone will get equal portion of food and bedding and clothing and medicine.
That is not the plan. So the man tendency is that everyone wants to get more. They have rejected. This is already proved in Russia.
We they condemn Russia. They say Russia is a failure.
Similarly, they would have to condemn. In this,
that's our conclusion.
In this, follow the wrong path, they will have the wrong result.
Their leader, Mao Zedong, he was very austere, and he is very moral, and he has these purges where he takes the men who he sees are not, or are trying to use their position for their own power, and he takes it away from them. And they're constantly going through these purges of their system to ensure that no one enjoy it more than others, at the expense of others.
So, artificial.
That is exclusive.
Yes.
Unless one is prepared to decide why they are inducing persons to sacrifice their political rights. What is that? Why? I mean, it's the idea that everyone should be equal. But if somebody has more than others, they want to take it out.
Yes.
In India, this policy is not there. So, everyone should be aware. But now it is being done by law, by force. But that will not stay.
But we agree, yes.
We also agree it's a failure. It is bound to fail.
Yes. Unless you voluntarily be, it will be a failure.
But if
we try to, on our base, how we can test everything, but let's try income tax. The government is trying to take more money from the family, and family is hiding that in blood. This is why. Nobody is, even your Nixon, he also stealing some money from the income tax. Why? He's the head of the government, so one side, he, head of the government, tries to take money from the public, but he personally, he said, he's already. Why is different?
They will say that the system encourages man greed for the
earth. You cannot change the mind. If you have got money to enjoy more, by force, he by strife, to force you not to enter, be to this day. This is a struggle. This is a backward process.
They say that that will be corrected by education.
Education, that means, what is that education?
They say that they don't, of course, we say education means Krishna consciousness.
Yes, education means they must learn to sacrifice everything for the God.
Well, they said the topmost is the general mass of everyone, the proletariat, all people combined.
General mass is know how to make general mass of people happy. That example we give. Yes, the whole body. You can make the whole body happy simply by supplying food to the stomach. That is the way. And if you want to make happy every part of the body, individual, you must know where to touch. It's like the huge machine is going on by the expert manipulation of the pilot. He's putting one. What? Immediately, the engine becomes. Because you must know what to touch. And if I have limb and I have put it to there, then it is put in here and some 2 points here, and then it will go down. In your sense. So this is nature's way. That you apply food to the stomach and the energy is distributed. Every part. You supply water to the root of the tree, he will supply everywhere. That you must know. Otherwise, if you decide, if you do not know, man is smart. So he never came to the food, to the stomach, and the whole of the body. If he does not eat whole, then he puts stomach sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here, sometimes here. Then you must know the science, how to make everyone happy. If you do not know that, then your imperfect imagination will never be. And that has become everywhere. Why there is defense of opinion in both of the communist countries? Why there is defense of opinion between Russia and China? With most of you do not know how to make everyone happy. That is the point.
China has achieved great material strides in the last 20 years. There is no prostitution. They have wiped out the flies. No more flies causing disease. There is, and they look to a very bitter past of exploitation at the hand of foreigners and internal civil war and great suffering and starvation. So when they look back over 20 years, they see, oh, we have advanced greatly. So they are very satisfied.
They are really progressing. And they will have to come to that point that is nicer. Where, when blessing or sadness is not started,
That is the best conclusion. But we have got that right conclusion. If you get from us, you can make it easy. But if you want to waste your desire to us, then you can waste your time. But you have to come to this point. That is a fact. This life, you have to give food to the mouth. If you do not know, how will I tell us? You experiment here, you experiment here, you experiment here, you experiment here, that's all I know. God experiments here, let's see a path. But unless you come to this point, that food has to be supplied to you. You are all attentive. That is it. But because you cannot supersede nature's way. Nature's way is the good must go through here. You cannot change it. You are not above nature.
But you say
yes.
That you can become above nature.
That is good. That is the same.
Oh yes, they will.
That is my concern. That is my concern. You are so foolish that you want to go above nature. Then you are full of maybe this happened when you know what happened. It is not possible. It is not. Then you are following the wrong path. You are imagining it like that. That you have passed the laws of nature. Then you are good number one.
In that respect, there lie the Americans and Russians. They think that we can overcome the laws of nature.
Huh?
They are just like the Americans and Russians in the same way. They're thinking we can overcome the stringent laws of nature.
That is it. Who is that?
Yes.
Morale. Namah, this is a morale. So long, they have this impression that they can overcome the laws of nature. They will continue to become morale.
So, Prabhupada, another
problem, which way we have surpassed nature. But some of the people are thinking like that.
Saying that
each way you have that pleasant.
They said, for example, before we began our agricultural development, there was very poor agricultural produce all over the country due to lack of proper water. Now we have laid huge irrigation systems and there's no more drought.
Remember, that is nature's way. Nature is supplying you water. That is nature's way. That means you are making perfect according to the nature.
Yes.
But nature gives you water to produce profusion. But if you want to go over the nature, you produce without water. Then we shall see that we have surpassed the order. The order of nature is there must be water. Nature is supply. And you are trying to imitate. But if you say that we can overpass the nature's law, then you produce without water. That is. Then we shall see that we have got above religious and following religious. That is not surprising. That is following little property. Now you have arranged for water. That's very good. But if nature pours water, then you save too much labor. Do you know that? Our nature will supply water profusely. You have got to make artificial arrangements for water. Do you know that? Arthur. We know that.
Formerly, their society was very much like the Vedic culture. There was
emperor. The Chinese people are coming, taking knowledge from everyone. So, now, argument that you are following the nature's way. Nature supply. That is the plan. He has plowed nature's way. Now, if you want to surpass nature, then you produce in the factory without water. Put grains. Then you can understand that you can surpass. As you are producing instruments,
And somebody had a motorbike, I said, this guy is not in the factory. That's not nice. In the factory, you produce food grains without water. Then you have that much meat. They can't do it. Then when the question of that part is this? Make them pull in every part. These are things. But I do.
Unfortunately, they do not teach any philosophy anymore. They have done away with all...
It's not philosophy.
Yes.
It's science. Without water, you cannot produce. This is science. This is not imagination. So if you want to support nature, then you do, basically, why should you try to bring canal water or well water? Don't bring. You cannot surpass the law. That has to be accepted.
Their main point is that they want to manipulate expertly the laws of nature.
And that means that they lost that time.
Yeah.
Therefore, it requires many busts to understand this law. Bonam, Jambonam,
and they're going away from this kind of understanding. They had a heritage of philosophical understanding, correct philosophy. They were very, for instance, their whole system during the time of Confucius, yeah, up until 200 or 300 years ago, their system was they had a monarchy, a king, an emperor, and the emperor was believed to be the representative of God. And it was Vedic. The Brahmin, they had a Brahmin community. They called them scholars who were advising. And they had administrators and they had workers. Now the current communists, they're against that system. They say this system was the worst system of all because it made some big and some small. Because naturally it became...
You are doing the same thing. Otherwise, why you are reformed? Who is reformed? Unless the one class is very different. The same thing. What is that reference name?
Mount.
He is supposed to be Jesus. He is supposed to be Jesus. So the two classes are already there.
Well, he says everyone can be equally intelligent.
That is another thing. But these classes must be.
For instance, what they do
is each class and the student class.
No, here's what they do. They take the teachers. This is one of their programs. Actually, we have written a report which explains that they take the teachers and they send the teachers out into the factory and into the farms for years.
Anywhere you stand, the student and teacher class is there.
Oh.
You change them there, you change the process, it doesn't matter. But the student class and teacher class is already there. That is a punishment. You're simply changing different names. But the originally, as planned by nature, that is all it is.
They say let the factory worker teach, the teacher.
And you make teacher class, and I tell you this teacher class. You make a teacher class.
They say everyone should be teacher.
The truth means not.
No, they're making everyone teach.
I mean making means not.
Here, they are trying to make
everyone teach. That is all right. These classes, two classes, I think. You cannot change them. But trying, making, meaningful. Yes.
Just like they let the students teach the teachers.
Yes, sir. They do that. Teachers. Sometimes you become teachers, sometimes.
But they're trying to create a society where there are no superior inferior.
But that is not possible.
Classless society.
They are taking themselves into superior position to make it work.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yeah. That's like some of the Rastal Samis come here. There's no teacher of, no requirement for teaching. No need of books.
Then why do we need that?
At least I can write a book.
Yeah.
But there's no need of it.
That happens. One swami said, you meditation means don't think of anything. So then one of our men went to the meeting, raised his hand, and said, why do we need you? But he got very angry. He said, if the mind can do nothing, what do we need you for? So what is it up to the breath? He told his men to usher our man out. His men got very agitated because there was no reply. He couldn't give a reply. So they asked our men to leave for disturbing the sleeping of the public.
Anyway, that's why the whole body just got they manifest them, that's why it came. They don't change their other things.
Prabhupada, we did a report telling, we wanted to read this to you. It gives you an idea of what are the possibilities of spreading your books or Krishna conducts in China. We made up a report for you. Do you want to hear it? You may want to read this. But it's actually very useful. If not now, in the future, but this report is based on a lot of research. Read.
That's me. Yeah, that's sense. So don't try.
Told me yesterday.
But there's good potential in your factory. Good peaceful in here. If there are rascals, that's stubborn rascals.
Well, you cannot imagine how rascal. That's why we wrote this report. I mean, we
said don't try. Don't break that.
If the Christian there, they have a boat 200 miles off the China coast, and they put little Bibles in cellophane bags and let the Bibles float into China. Balloons. That's how hard it is to preach to them.
That's not a lot.
No, it's nonsense, but I mean, the point is how difficult it is. We have,
Don't try. Better I try in your country. I'm not saying. I tell Italian. I tell several. So why should we waste our time? There's nothing. If you make your country, I will ask. Our conscience is gone. Where are the people? That will be example to the whole world. These men, let's tell the program is with failure. Very test. To the outcome. There's never a success.
Love you also.
That is not. If they are so foolishly declared that we are going among the laws of nature, the first class respect. Which is impossible. Why they are found by the Lord in it? The rascals will not die. The rascals will not become old men. So why they have passed the Lord of nature? What? Simply making the teacher a student and student teacher. Simply wasting time. Better utilize your father's position. But for introducing our book to this big class, man. That's your trying to introduce books in the university libraries. Similarly, trying to introduce these books to the high class. And that is not difficult. These men, they are not enough money. They just spend $1,000 for our books.
Mm.
There is nothing for them.
One of your disciples, Pragosha, he's the biggest book distributor. Prabhupada Tripura trained him up. He's now starting a program of meeting with these executives and doing just this. He's working in New York, and he's developing a program like this.
Now, in India, so that's right. That's what it is. And the plan of this is for me. And he has close on his life here. In Uncle Pude. And Karnataka.
Yes.
Karnataka province. Educated province. south India, Karnataka.
But he has immediately ordered 30 sets of books and book online. Yes, happy with this so much.
The professors in Bombay, some of them are already reviewing Prabhupada's books very favorably.
So, to just that's the top mountain. But if someone has that, he could see some of the top most men on the China, the kind of leader, that's the leader.
You can't approach those
men. Then, division. If it is too divided, don't question.
It's not difficult to promise.
And then, don't question.
It's completely impossible.
You understand?
It may be possible in 50 years. I mean, we were really, you know, just looking for any loophole, but there's no loophole.
That's all. Well, don't care.
The man who we spoke to, when he heard what we wanted to do, he said, boys, you're up against the wall. He says, you're up against the great wall. The China is the book called the great wall. He says, you come up against the great wall, you'll never grow.
Nature's law is so strong that they are also trying to knock that head in the wall. They themselves break that. The laws of nature is the same. If you try to break the walls from this side, and if you try to break the walls from that side, both of them will lose their head. So that's so foolish. They're foolish. Everywhere there is such foolish men out there. They're trying to overcome the laws of nature. That is the greatest. That is the greatest. Just like government has got police force, military force. And if somebody who tries to violate the laws of government by defying police force and military force, he tries. Is it possible? Then I shall defy the government now. No, there is police force and I don't care for it. The same because. Similarly, these laws of nature means the force of the Supreme. So, you want to be fine, it means waste of time. And practically, Krishna says, here I have enforced these miserable conditions of material life. Then, when Sudra Bhari took for the Buddha, first of all, surpasses the Lord. Then Taha surpasses the Lord. Can the communist overcome stopping old days? No communist will be old men. Then what way is that? Surpasses the Lord and better. No communist will die. Then when is your surpasses? Ultimately, under the grief of blood of nature. So what is the meaning of this foolish talking? There are many to satisfy. So what? But
their goal is not so broad. They just want to control the flesh of the river.
Their little children's foot. Children is just playing away. Sorry. The potter's money. Do not disturb. One potter is selling.
Oh,
10 pots. And he's saying there are these 2 pints. Just cost me. 1 pint, I can make. 1 pint is profit. Then I can make such profit. I can invest again. Then I got married, and my wife was very obedient, and he was the lucky dog, and I said, "You will make it that day." And he fought for one part of that, he keeps that part, and I said, go. Again, I poor man. Imagine this guy is big, I can pick up so great that I can keep this one. And what a man, boss he has. That's the simplicity. If anyone thinks like that, that I have had 5,000, man, mad. So what is the use of dealing with mad? And as soon as you challenge them, they show up that they have such part of the other. Yes, we are trying in future. This is it. So it is better to have hearts. But if you peacefully can introduce, all right, you will do, you are wonderful man. The kindly, if you read some pages of it, this is not the past. At least allow. And these were in glory. Then they went. That might be temple. Very well. His heart of all. But another name of Bihar Jura. They come to come. Oh, you are so nice. Therefore, I am flattering you. Humbly obedience. Finally, clear one thing. Please some books. That's what's possible. Well, this much you can do. Let them become papa by their false notions. But if they teach some books sometimes they will leave out their sense. They are translating so much from books. When it is Papa, reference, I take some book, and sometimes we are great with him, perspective. So, the two of these books, anywhere possible, it doesn't matter, right? The same process. Something in his heart and so on, possibly. The book will say that you that you are acting number one, you set aside what to put that. His heart was Sagala will. You are very lying, but quiet, but arrested. Crisis. Tavaksa sovate mutkha javaktin chinnabhāra. A rascal who is very beautifully dressed, very nice sitting. But his rascal dance will be disclosed as soon as he will speak. So these rascals, as soon as they speak, we shall surpass the laws of nature present. You can understand what kind of rascal. By these words, we can take all respect. I shall pray with you. I shall push him out, he said. It is that. Somebody is thinking that I shall push the Himalayan mountains by his knocking, my head. So, where it is, the rascal, we know that he is also rascal. But he knows that he is yet to be done in Jesus.
Then they are incomplete. And the stubborn atheists, they are bishops. They cannot be corrected immediately unless they become ruined. Yes, and try for that. Perfect. There is no other way. I was asking. It will be very hard. Don't try. Useless. Western. It requires you. So what is the use of going?
But also researched a little bit about Russia. After we saw how it looked here, it was impossible. We were looking towards Russia, so we did some research on Russia also. There it's a little bit more open, but it's also, in terms of any kind of broad program, it's practically impossible. For example, for distribution of books in Russia, there's only one company that buys the books. There's one import.
What?
Yeah, and it's not even done personally. You do it through the mail. They don't, it's not a question of going in person and showing the books.
They're not done cash hands.
It's not a way.
Don't waste time and money. It's not
possible. It doesn't require. You can't influence a person. They don't have the power. The university does not have the power to buy the books.
That is stupidness. Don't do which is impossible. No, don't try.
And China is 10 times more closed than Russia.
Oh, then stop this question. That's the button.
He can get the books in Russia through the mail just as successfully as by going personally.
And that's right. That's not that.